Thank you and welcome back. Let's continue our marketing and market analysis discussion with Randy Martinson and Dwayne Bussey of Bolt Ag Marketing on the livestock trade, specifically cattle futures.
Really interesting market there the last week. You know, it looked like this market had topped and going lower. Box beef cutouts trending lower. Demand looks like it was tailing off, which it does this time of year. And then all of a sudden, these announcements that, you know, one, screwworm being detected that close to the U.S. border, that makes everyone think, well, that border is going to stay shut for a long time yet, which I don't know if that's true or not. Then there was this announcement of a stimulus package for U.S. cattle producers to expand the herd, you know, like a heifer retention program, pay a little extra to keep your heifer back, which, of course, only means less meat on the table. So that actually rallied the market, too. So now this market looks a little bit different. If you look at the back contract months that were limit up yesterday and a good strong update now again, you can go out to like August 2026, and that's we're close to the highs again. So guys looking at LRP put options, I think it's time to do that again because, like you said, eventually this does turn the other way. I mean, just a week ago, it looked like grains looked positive. Funds were going to exit their long positions of cattle and go long the grain. So markets change in a hurry. I think we're back up to levels I want to be hedging again. Either way, whenever you expand the herd means you're keeping heifers back. So, yeah, that's when the price of beef is going to actually skyrocket in the grocery stores. And, yeah, I think it's plenty high now. I got to change my choice of steaks now.
I mean, live cattle struggled today. He was looking for a cash trade, didn't get one. And that, I think, put a little pressure in on the cattle, on the live cattle side of things. Feeder cattle saw a little bit of strength again. They had small, modest gains. But, you know, of course, you know, the last couple of days, what we've been seeing supporting the cattle market, now the government's looking in to come in with some sort of a program to entice retention of heifers. We'll see what that is. Nobody quite knows what they're talking about yet because nothing's been announced, but that kind of impacted the market today a little bit as well.
But from a technical analysis, Brian Split, agmarket.net on AgriTalk.
You know, with that case of screwworm just south of the border, there was roughly 70 miles south of the border, just really brings into question the time frame when we'll be able to get that open back up. And I think the market's really realizing it's probably not going to be by the end of the calendar year. You know, is it even going to be in the first quarter of 2026? And so we had a lot of these deferred feeder contracts yesterday just absolutely run higher. So it was led by the back, not on the front. And when you look at where we were priced before this run up, May feeders, for example, were down around 325. We tested 350 here on the highs today. And that's still at a discount to where the nearby feeders are. So again, you know, we're not seeing any change in the overall, you know, supply concern, the inventory in the country. And it doesn't look like we're going to get animals from Mexico anytime soon. So I think that's got the deferred feeders still look like a value big picture.
Continued contraction in the cattle feedlots and U.S. cattle inventory. Livestock analyst Michael McConnell says from USDA's latest cattle on feed report,
the placement number for the month of August, that was actually the lowest that we've seen for August since 2015. So overall, we see a continuation in the trend of relatively lower placements. That's partially reflected by where we are in the cattle cycle and the fact that we have relatively small cattle inventories and beef cattle inventories, the smallest in many, many decades. Marketings were also particularly low. And really what it comes down to is we've seen an overall slowing in the overall turnover in the fed cattle market.
McConnell says the slow turnover in the fed cattle market is also reflective of current prices for steers and cattle.
Still seeing relatively high prices. In the month of August, the five area of fed steer price was $243 per hundredweight on average, which was a record high. Likewise for feeder cattle during the month of August and the Oklahoma City auction price that we track here, that was at $355 per hundredweight, also a record. So overall, we're seeing relatively high priced cattle. And as a result, from the feedlot perspective, it's reflective of the fact that there's fewer animals available for placement, and that helps supporting the price of feeder animals. And then in turn, they're hanging on to their animals for longer. We are seeing cattle that are staying on feed longer, calculating out and figuring the number of animals in feedlots that have been in feedlots for more than 5 months or more than 150 days. That number right now is relatively high. And in particular, the share of animals that have been in feedlots for 150 days are very high. And that's just overall reflective of the fact that feedlots, the inventories are relatively low on a historical basis, but the portion of animals that are approaching or coming close to market ready weight is relatively high. So that's a dynamic that we need to see how that plays out as we head into the holiday season. And where there might be a little bit of a pickup for certain beef products.
And there's a close investigation of cattle futures. This is Inside Agriculture. We'll be right back.